This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Well, it's not a recession. I have the data here. I'm David Brancaccia coming to you this week from Houston. We just got the latest reading on economic growth. After two quarters of contraction, a rebound. It expanded at an annual rate of 2.6% in the summer to fall quarter, according to the government's first estimate. So that's very much not a recession, but let us go deeper with Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The Commerce Department says the GDP's growth largely reflected increases in goods exports, such as petroleum, and in services exports, including travel. Diane Swank is chief economist at KPMG.
The good news is we have positive growth. The bad news is we're going into what could be an actual recession, not just a contraction in GDP growth.
Why, when the numbers were good last quarter? Swank says it's because the economy's fundamentals are actually weakening.
Exports rebounded as supply chain disruptions uncoiled, and we saw imports actually plummeted. And I think that's important because retailers were draining unwanted inventories going into the holiday season.
Swank says consumer spending on goods has slowed, suggesting weaker growth going forward. There was encouraging news on prices. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge rose 4.2% in the third quarter, far less than in the second quarter. But that's unlikely to alter the Fed's plans on interest rate hikes for now. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And we like to remind ourselves that GDP measures money-changing hands, and economists don't like it used as some kind of gauge of human well-being. Our Houston Week is a fine opportunity to speak with the Texas stockbroker. His name is David Johnson. He's a longtime business reporter and stockbroker in Dallas. And some of you will remember his many contributions to Marketplace back when Harry Truman was president and a chili dog cost a nickel. Mr. Johnson, great to hear your voice.
David, it is good to have you in the state again. It's been a long time.
It's always fun. Now, a pioneering tech company in this state, Texas Instruments, their quarterly results came out this week. You talked to the brass over there. Talk to me about what we can learn about their results.
Well, it's a company that can adapt. I mean, they make these semiconductor chips, and a lot of companies have double ordered, so this sense is that they're going to be up to their eyeballs in semiconductor chips. But the fact is they make something that can adapt. And so they're really very optimistic. It's an interesting company because more than 80%, I think almost 90% of their revenues come from offshore. And so they get involved in politics and global slowdowns, the global economic slowdown. But they're hiring, they're increasing capacity, they're building new plants, and they're blowing and going.
Just before we connected this morning, David, I saw another local company with national reach, Southwest Airlines, made some money in the summer.
Yeah, and the airlines overall are painting an interesting picture, too. I mean, they are, of course, they're just seeing incredible demand right now. Everybody wants to get up and go somewhere. And business travel, they say, is coming back. They're trying to raise capacity. But they've got the same kind of problems, and TI has the same kind of problems, too. And that's labor. I mean, it's just remarkable that here we are in the middle of a recession, and everybody's looking for workers. And that's what TI is doing. TI is growing their own. They're going to schools and setting up classes. Southwest Airlines is out recruiting aggressively. They just announced with their earnings report that they struck a new agreement with, in this case, the IAM, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. And they've got 8,000 customer reps that ought to be happy with the new contract. But everybody's scrambling.
I mean, you say recession. In the midst of contraction, I'm not quite sure we're technically in recession, right?
Well, two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, and then we come along today and we have positive GDP, so I don't know. I mean, it kind of felt like a recession. It felt like a screwy recession, and we may yet have one next year. But you know, look, you and I have been through a lot of recessions. We haven't been through too many depressions. You don't want that.
No.
But we can make it through recessions and or economic slowdowns or whatever this is. And in fact, we're making it through really remarkably. You look at the earnings that are out today. I mean, McDonald's beating, and that's a big multinational company. Caterpillar Tractor, which is another local company, by the way, reported their numbers, and they weren't hit by foreign exchange. I mean, their numbers were better than expected. That stock's trading higher.
Dallas business reporter and card-carrying stockbroker David Johnson. David's a brand new grandpa. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you very much. You know, this is a lot of fun.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
While car makers are seeing some easing of the back-ordered economy, the aerospace company Boeing was still pointing this week to supply chain kinks in explaining its $3.3 billion loss last quarter. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
On the supply chain front, making an airplane takes a lot of parts. And that means a lot of manufacturers need to provide those parts exactly when a company like Boeing needs them. And when Boeing struggles with its supply chain, it's really expensive. Then there's inflation. The biggest hit the company took last quarter was on defense plane contracts. And the way those work is that they have fixed price points, which means Boeing can't just pass inflation along to the United States government. It's not all bad news for the aerospace company, though. Executives said Boeing generated almost $3 billion in cash last quarter and will likely end the year with positive cash flow. On top of that, in the commercial aviation industry, demand has been growing significantly. Now, whether Boeing can navigate its supply chain issues to actually meet that demand is a separate question. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And the secret to a good pun is a deeper meaning beyond the obvious wordplay. Not sure Elon Musk's stunt yesterday meets that test. He walked into Twitter headquarters holding a ceramic bathroom sink. "Let that sink in," he tweeted. A Delaware court has ordered him to take possession of Twitter tomorrow, and his banks have reportedly put those plans into motion. One business professor told me today that the sink is Musk's way of flipping the narrative, to come off as in control, having fun, and not under the thumb of forces greater than himself. From Texas this week, courtesy of Houston Public Media, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.